Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So much needs to change in government. This crooked Biden government that's been festering for a while. I'm not just blaming Joe Biden, but talk about putting it on steroids. Barack Obama put it on steroids, and Joe Biden irradiated the crazy that's going on in the world. And what we should be most afraid of, people, is they don't even have a good spokesperson, and they're doing what they're doing. Joe Biden is the worst representation, and yet he's been able to do worse damage to the country than Barack Obama. That's what should scare you. If you believe anything close to the polls that Trump is only leading him by 2 percentage points nationally, we've got a warrior, a gladiator, who is the most sticky Republican president ever, who has told the truth, who has exposed every lie, the so-called conspiracies that actually were true and more reflective of how the government really is. And then you've got Mr. Magoo meets pathological liar turns corn pop killer, and you can't defeat him by 20 points? Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. What is wrong with us as a society if we can't get our views out? Look, I understand people have trouble selling wholesomeness. Given a choice, you know, at 18 years old between going to the gentleman's club and going to see, I don't know, Annie, I'm going to the gentleman's club. Most young girls would even go see the Chippendales over that, right? So I get it. Wholesome doesn't sell as well. It isn't as sexy. But as a whole, conservatism is pretty doggone sexy. And I call you people sexy all the time because you are. You're ultimately what people want. Look, we all have a period where we go through and say, hey, I want to experiment, try things, whatever. And you do some crazy stuff as a kid. Some crazier than others. But generally speaking, you get your sanity right around 30, 35 years old, and you're good to go. What happened to this generation? These multiple generations, the Gen Xers and the Gen Zers and the millennials and whatever other names they give them. What happened to these kids? Oh, that's right. That education system. So whatever it is, you would think at some point people would go, you know what? I'm going to find my passion. I'm going to go get myself a job, or I'm going to create a job for myself because I want to give back to society. I'm going to become a good, solid citizen who understands why I should pay my taxes if the government's doing right, and I should be ready to contribute to society. I should be ready to freely give to charitable things, help people without looking for recognition, and I could go on. I should want to protect the sovereignty of our country and make sure that this great thing we call America is available for all. You think at some point our ideas would come through. There would be God, family, country, society, community, call it whatever you want, and that we would really be able to define what the greater good is. Why haven't we gotten there? Why does it seem like we've come so much farther away? They talk of racism. I don't know of anybody being lynched. Black people are not being targeted. In fact, quite frankly, it's black folks targeting other groups more than anything. And you know what the other side says? Shh, don't talk about it. Let those black conservatives talk about it so we can call them Uncle Toms and sellouts. But don't anybody say anything. Let's pretend that the border isn't an issue, that it's not hurting the most downtrodden community, the blacks, when we let people just come in willy-nilly. They go to the black neighborhoods, they infringe upon blacks more than anybody because of the devastation, the decimation the Democrats have done in the black community. Why, let's not talk about that. You know, let's not talk about the sissifying of the military, the choking of corporate with DEI and CRT. I already mentioned education with the same problems, and I could go on. So much needs to change in this government, and so much needs to change in society. And our way is not winning. And that's what we should be asking ourselves. What is the marketing approach that we're taking as conservatives? Well, let me give you one. One is you are too afraid to stand up for yourselves. I was talking to some people just yesterday, and it was Terry and his beautiful wife, Susie. And we were talking about this. And Terry said, you know, Kevin, people are afraid to wear. Susie said, Kevin, people are afraid to wear Trump gear, to put on a Trump bumper sticker and all that. I said they were. And I think to the largest degree, they still are. But it is changing a little bit. I think there's that fear factor is going away. I think, in fact, I tweeted this. I said for every vote, every person that claims they're a Republican is not going to vote for Trump, there are three independents or Democrats who didn't vote for Trump who will vote for him. Don't be fooled by the numbers. It's all BS. We can sell our concepts. And the only thing you got to be asking yourself is why haven't we? Why can't we sell the idea of spirituality? Something better than self. Democrats claim to have it, but they don't use it in any way, shape, or form. How can we not sell it? How can we allow for an attack on Christians, Judeo-Christian values, and the church in general, whatever church you choose? How can we allow an attack on that when that is the most stable thing in civilization? Something bigger than yourself. Why do you think you give to charity? Because you want the people that are getting that charity to believe that there's something bigger than themselves. Because there is. There's something that drives you to do something bigger than yourself. To say, I know I have a lot. I could keep it. It's mine. I've earned it. But I'm going to give something to somebody. Because somebody could, as I like to say, quite frankly, there but by the grace of God go I. Why can't we sell that? Why can't we sell the beauty of family? Have you seen a good family? I mean, do I have to go Cosby on you? Cosby family? The Huxtables? We've seen beautiful families and how they operate. They are not perfect. But let me tell you, you want a glimpse of God? Look at a family where people love each other and care about each other. I have some friends, Ron and Nancy. They are amazing. They have 6 kids, beautiful daughters. That family is one of the most amazing families. Also, Ashley and her kids and her husband. They're a family here in Arizona. Kids travel with mom. They homeschool. One of the most amazing families. Chris and Tanya just adopted 2 boys. Amazing family. When you see families like that, it just warms your heart. Melissa and I have gotten over 1,000 kids their forever family. If we do nothing more on this earth, there should be a little place in heaven. Doesn't have to be that big for us, and I'm not bragging about it, but I just want you to understand what it feels like to be us and to give back. We got more to talk about. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I asked in a previous segment, why can't we sell our ideas? This is the best time to sell our ideas. There has never been a bigger gap between leftism and conservatism than there is right now. I'm talking about exposed gap. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. When I give out our stuff, I'm not giving it out for you to just pass it by. Jot it down at some point. I want to talk to you, and I hope you go to the website, and I hope you get involved in the things that we're getting involved in, that we have you involved in. Go check out our merch, custom merch. Why do I tell you that? Because merch is your message. If you don't want to say it, let something else say it for you. Say it subtly. Maybe it's just that cup of coffee when somebody's visiting and they're like looking at your Trump cup with all the nicknames, or the Trump cup that's got see you soon and coming back, coming to get you, or deep state, whatever. We got all kinds of Trump gear, custom stuff. Maybe it's a hat you wear. Maybe it's a bookmarker or something. We got tons of stuff. This is not your typical little store anymore. We've got a really cool store. Maybe it's your Trump tennis shoes. Your Trump mugshot tennis shoes. Yeah, we have those. Or your flip-flops. Maybe it's your LEO, your law enforcement cross that you're wearing. It's got all the different law enforcement branches that we're effectively saying, pray for them. Maybe it's that. That's your message. Maybe it's the finger cup. It has the DOJ and the FBI and the NSA and NIH and Fauci and all these other leftists that you're essentially shooting the finger to. Maybe it's one of those kind of things. I don't know. But you have the ability to subtly give that message. And some of you who are part of our backstage club, you get it for free. You get an item for free. And so you're getting an email on that soon. And I know I've been saying that. I promise you, we're close. Not to mention, we now have custom clips that only you will get to hear. One of them is an interview with a friend of mine who played the guitar. He played guitar for Prince and the Revolution and found God. That is an hour-long interview that is going to blow your mind. Des Dickerson, good friend of mine. I'm going to have him on the show as well. Lots of changes going on here, folks, because this is a year we got to make it happen. And here's what I did. I tweeted this. I tweeted it as pick three. But I want to give you some things to think about that should happen. Undoubtedly should happen. No question about it. You ready? Some of these are things that when Trump gets elected, I was thinking about it. What are the first things he should do? But I'm not going to cover it that way because I want to do something else on a segment like that. But let's start with this. Number one with me. And by the way, these are in no particular order because all I said on X was pick three. Now, I was going to do pick one, but there's so many. And they must be done. So you prioritize them and you let me know what your thoughts are. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. You want to send me an X note? I'm at Kevin Jackson TBS, Tango Bravo Sierra. All right, first one for me, in no particular order. FBI Director Wray fired. No questions asked. We want a new FBI director that is going to actually prosecute equally. And I'm talking about, I don't want any leeway given to Republicans or Democrats. I want this person to prosecute equally, but here's what I want them to be. I want them to be staunchly conservative, which means they seek the truth. What do you think? Here's my next one. Fauci jailed. I want to see that little leprechaun do a perp walk. I don't think there would be anything that would garner more trust in the healthcare system than putting that fraud in jail. Next one. Joe Biden impeached. Long overdue. Not an impeachment inquiry. Impeached. Him to be put before Congress, his son to be put before Congress, other members of the family, and then if necessary, sued individually. And because there are people who did get hurt. See, unlike Trump stuff, you know what the interesting thing about the Trump cases? Nobody got hurt. Nobody. In fact, they've had people testify, no, Trump was a great partner. We made money with him. Still, Fannie Willis and Letitia James are suing him. By the way, I could add, all four prosecutors for Trump should be disbarred. So Joe Biden impeached, all four prosecutors for Trump should be disbarred. Hillary Clinton, lock her up. And don't make it a lock her up like it's a little, you know, some kind of little slogan. Do it. Lock her up and fine her and make her and her husband pay that $40 million for the snipe hunt that they put us on. I'm just giving you a few things. We could develop any of these things and I could show you example after example of why I'm saying these things. And I'm not, look, we're not talking about chump change. Look at what Fauci did and what it cost us. It cost us in the public psyche and it cost us billions of dollars. Some say trillions. In the scheme of it, it'll end up being trillions. No doubt about it. What about Hunter Biden jailed? We long overdue for that. We are so long overdue. This man is guilty, no question about it. And what's he doing? He's running around here free. He's thwarting Congress. He's thumbing his nose at the criminal justice system because his crooked daddy running a crooked government and a crooked DOJ have allowed him to do that. What signal are they giving to Americans? They claim to want fairness and justice. No justice, no peace. You see them? Where are they? Where's Al Sharpton talking about no justice, no peace? Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and all those other race pimps know that Hunter Biden is getting away with stuff that black people have been imprisoned for decades. Where are they? Exactly. Nowhere to be found. Margaret Sanger acolytes implementing the Negro Project right now, using black people for the greater good of Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and other race pimps. And Hunter Biden is a perfect example. Can you imagine what these people would be saying if we were talking about Hunter Trump? They would be talking about no justice, no peace, dual system of justice. Look at what they're doing for Trump's kid, the white boy, the rich white Republican boy. It would be endless media coverage over this. And yet, silence. Unbelievable. It's beginning to happen, this next thing. The media being sued. Some of these people are starting to win lawsuits. By the way, Donald Trump sued the media. He also sued members of the FBI. I heard a clip from his attorney talking about it. She says you didn't hear anything about it. But what about when these news media are sued or they're held responsible for the lies that they promote? What about social media? We're to get new sets of rules that say when you get it wrong, you got to pay a class action lawsuit like what they did to us. Why has there not been a class action lawsuit against social media? The pre-Twitter folks. Jack Dorsey sued individually. Google sued. Facebook sued. Why? You know the answer.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Democrats are dialing in on the issue of abortion as election season rolls forward. Nearly 2 years since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, there's a new initiative marking 51 years since the landmark court decision was made to legalize abortion. Democrats like Vice President Kamala Harris say Republicans are waging an offensive against women.
In America, freedom is not to be given. It is not to be bestowed. It is ours by right.
Republicans are debating the prospect of passing a federal ban on abortion. The youngest son of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. has died. According to the King Center, Dexter Scott King passed away Monday at the age of 62 following a battle with prostate cancer. His wife, Leah Weber King, said he passed away in his sleep at their Malibu home. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There are things we need to do immediately. Certainly, when Donald Trump's back in office, he should do immediately. And I've named a few of those. Fire Christopher Wray immediately. And there are many, many other things, including what should be done about the J6 committee. And what I think all those people should be arrested. What should be done about the people who were arrested in the J6 nonsense. Every one of those people should be freed immediately, and that's what Trump said he would do. And I agree with him wholeheartedly. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Fannie Willis is, I mean, we've already, you know what's funny about the people that are trying to prosecute Trump is every one of them is a hack. Every one of them is guilty of something egregious, not some little thing, big things. In the case of Fannie Willis, who gave nearly $700,000 to her lover, Nathan Wade, a guy who technically works for her, taxpayer funds, she also spread money from the Fulton County coffers, one guy writes, to Terrence Ahmed Bradley, who is Nathan Wade's divorce attorney and the tenant in his building. So basically, while Fannie had an affair with Nathan Wade, who was a married man, she used $75,000 of Fulton County taxpayer money to pay for her lover's divorce lawyer's fees. Kind of stacks the deck against the woman on the other side of that equation, right? And as it turns out, Nathan Wade, her paramour, is a landlord for his divorce attorney. You see how it works? Holy mother of Mary and Barry, can we get these black folks in their own cabal? These are the people that would tell you, white folk to do this, that, and the other. Look, I don't care about color. And I don't even care about what you're doing as long as it's in the open. But this is what you talk. This is the type of thing that makes people go, I don't trust government. And Fannie, who has the nerve to tell people, I told my whole staff, everybody, we going to do it by the book. Yep. Wade is the owner of the office space that his lawyer, Terrence Ahmed Bradley, rents from him. He's owned the space since 2017. Also, records reveal that Fannie Willis funneled $126,000 to another attorney. His name was Christopher Campbell, who just happens to be Nathan Wade's law partner. You want to know who's revealing all this, folks? My good friend Laura Loomer. Corrupt these people are. And they have all the receipts. All the evidence is there. I know, holy mother of Hunter Biden, they got the goods. So as you think about what these things that should be happening, when I talk about, you know, getting rid of Christopher Wray, which we talked about earlier, I talked about Fauci should be jailed. I talked about black leftists should be ridiculed for their silence on the dual system of justice. But you know why they don't? Because they now participate in it. Biden should be impeached. Hunter Biden should be jailed. And I talked about these four people prosecuting Donald Trump, of which Fannie Willis is one of them. Let's give you a little bit more. Because Nathan Wade's wife, Jocelyn Wade, unleashed on Fannie Willis and said, wrote this, "The arguments asserted by Ms. Willis are disingenuous, specious, and her claim basis for saying fails as a matter of law. Upon information and belief, Ms. Willis has information and knowledge directly relevant to alleged conduct of the plaintiff," this would be her husband, "that would be considered by the court as to equitable division of marital estate." I don't know whether she's accusing him of hiding money or whatever, but she says dissipation of marital assets and spousal support. Furthermore, Ms. Willis implied threat to pursue charges against defendant and her counsel based on an inconvenient fact from her personal life that are directly relevant to the ongoing divorce proceedings in the above style of action is an affront to the integrity of her office. So in other words, it looks like Fannie is trying to use some dirt on Jocelyn Wade to get a better settlement for her boyfriend, who she's, you know, traveling around the world on money that she's given him. And by the way, as I said, he has purchased tickets in her name for the travel. They have everything. This is the woman that wants to go after Donald Trump. For what? And remember this, the left, this funny, this cracks me up. The left wanted so many indictments against Trump that it will be impossible for him not to, you know, get what he needs. And, the you know, when it did, it backfired. People are going, 91 indictments. And they thought, well, Donald Trump has 91 indictments against him. He's got 91. Like, people would go, oh, my God. They just keep adding more and more and more and more. And what people did is go, yeah, they keep adding them because they got nothing. You have zero real indictments against Trump. So they give you a number, and it's a big number, and it kept growing and kept growing. The number of indictments is up to 91. Well, you know what, Fannie? The number of indictments, potential indictments up to you, is growing. And here's the problem. Every single one of them is legit. What's she going to do? Nathan Wade spent the money that Fannie gave him on flowers. He paid for hotels, air travel, a cruise, Uber. They got bank statements that prove every single thing that I'm talking about. Now, I'm not going to tell you that if the guy made a legitimate living and he was legitimately interested in Fannie and they took trips together, no problem. But when you're getting $750,000, when you could build your law practice on one person, one client, and it's coming from Fannie, who then tells you, hey, I need you to go prosecute Donald Trump. For what, Fannie? Don't worry about it. Just do what I tell you. Let me ask you, do you think that maybe there's a little bit of sexual harassment potential, or what do they call it, you know, where she's can intimidate him? Let me put it a different way. If you're a dude and you're dating some, you know, girl that ain't all that in a bag of chips, but she gives you $750,000. I'm just telling you, back in the day, I would have made the ultimate sacrifice for Fannie. $750,000 to just hang out with her for a little bit, make up a few excuses here and there. Yeah, Fannie, I'd love to come by tonight, but I got something to do. And then you take a trip somewhere with her. Okay. In my 20s, Fannie, you had me at $750,000. Yes, but insanity, no, because you realize it ain't enough money in the world worth all that, dealing with a crazy, you know, black woman, ethnocentric, racist black woman. Yeah, don't let her catch you glancing at a white girl. What you looking at? Why, don't make me hurt you. I'll choke you in your sleep. Oh, man. So, Fannie is guilty. Letitia James, they found out dirt on her. She's guilty. And by the way, again, I played the clip of Kevin O'Leary saying if she prosecutes Trump, she's going to have to prosecute every developer in New York. everybody does it his way. Do you understand that this strategy to get Trump has revealed the craziness of leftism in ways that people never would have believed? So I ask you, Barack Obama said he'd give us change we could believe in. Well, I'm telling you, what Trump gives us is change we can really believe in. Indirectly, he exposes the difference. He's not trying. Donald Trump isn't like, he doesn't wake up in the morning going, you know, I'm gonna give them some dirt that'll send them down a rabbit hole and then it'll expose the evilness of leftism. He doesn't do that. The man's strict. All he's doing is living life, and these people come up with stuff. You know, this billionaire playboy, surely we can put him with a porn star and say that he extorted money from her, and even if he pays it off as a nuisance suit, and the statute of limitations has run out, and blah, 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 we will still consider it a felony, even though it's a misdemeanor. I mean, that's what Alvin Bragg actually did. Think about the level of vitriol, and I'm going to get him at all costs, that you have to do to say, I'm going to take a misdemeanor, make it into a felony, even though the statute of limitations has expired. In the history of jurisprudence and prudence, I don't believe that anyone has ever taken a misdemeanor, elevated it to a felony, and then tried to prosecute it as such. But that's what Alvin Bragg did. And he expects people to go, oh, well, it's not a problem. I mean, I understand. Nobody understands that because it doesn't happen. And Fannie Willis, he bloated his real estate car. Again, I go back to real estate. I don't care what house you live in, where you live. He's in a $40 million home. No, he's not. He's in a home that has a value that will be based on what he sells it at. And what he sells it at will be based on his level of desperation at the time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Next hour, we're going to cover Nikki Haley in the New Hampshire primary. Some of the things you can expect there. Don't put a whole lot into it because they let Democrats vote and Republicans, you know, they can any vote in any party can vote in any primary, so it doesn't matter. And, of course, they're stacking the deck against Donald Trump because they want him to lose. But the bigger issue has to do with Joe Biden. Dean Phillips is going to throw a wrinkle in that one because Joe Biden is a write-in candidate for it. So, well, anyway, we'll talk more about that. I covered in this first hour a lot about what Trump should do when he returns to office. Some of it he can control, some of it he can't. Firing Ray, number one priority. But he should also fire many, many within the FBI. He should open an investigation into the coup that occurred in 2000. Oh, Kevin, that's going to redo it and all that. Nope. I think Donald Trump will control the House, the Senate, and the legislative branch. No, unquestionably, Donald Trump should pardon the January 6th protesters. But you know what we really need to be working on? How do we get rid of these crooked politicians, the people like Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and others who blatantly lie and who are part of the conspiracy? They need to be brought up on charges of being traitors. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Only do certified truthful media. Don't do any other media outlets. I don't think Trump should go on CNN. He shouldn't even go on Fox News. Trump should limit himself to only truthful media, whatever that may be. If it's Newsmax, Real America's Voice, One America News Network, whatever, the Kevin Jackson Show, that's what he should do. He should boycott other media, force them to come find him at our media. That will create a whole new media outlet. Don't post anything. I mean, obviously, you got to support Elon Musk, but don't do anything with Google. I mean, just let's hit him in the pocketbook. Clean house of all bureaucrats. I'm talking NIH, FDA, all of them, DOJ for sure, right? And I'm not just talking about the FBI, the NSA, all those agencies. The Fed, all these things that they're talking about building this great reset. Throw a wrench into the middle of the great reset. Nothing the Democrats say is true. I'm sitting there thinking about all the people. It's freezing, and it's tough to think that way when you live in Arizona. I mean, the other day, while there was Melissa showed me the map of the country, and I talked to a friend of mine. He lives in Taylor, Texas. His name is Tommy. And he says, yeah, man, it's frozen here. You know, he gave me the temperature. I said, I was contemplating, was I going to go hit golf balls while you were talking to me? We wake up here and I don't even realize anything's going on, which is what one of the things I love about being here, by the way. But the Democrats are still yelling, global climate change, global climate change. We'll talk about it another time, a little bit later in the broadcast. But it bugs me. Here's another one. EVs, electric vehicles. I did a thing on electric vehicles. Ford's cutting production of the Lightning. Do you know what the Lightning is? You guys know what the Lightning? Yeah, it's their truck. They're cutting production. On a pickup truck, an EV pickup truck that overheats when it does what? You ready? When it tows. I mean, that's what you get a truck for. Think about the craziness of electric vehicle trucks. First of all, trucks, you put lots of gear in. So it's going to carry much more weight, which means whatever electric vehicle distance that it gives you in the speedometer, you can discount. The more weight, the more distance, the less you have of, you know, in terms of fuel, you know, your EV isn't going to get you there. So, number one, you load up your boat on your EV truck. Maybe it's even your EV boat. Or, you know what, maybe there's no such thing as an EV boat because they can't put it in the water. But if they do decide to make an EV boat, you take your truck, your EV truck, you tow your EV boat to the lake, you put it in the water. It doesn't have a big engine on it now. Just got a, you know, like a turbine in the bottom. Anyway, you back it up into the water and then you find out you don't have enough fuel, not only for the boat to go get you back to the lake, but the truck to get you back home. This truck was overheating. And it has the range of a motorcycle with a 2-gallon gas tank. It could go nowhere. So Ford goes, we got to cut it back. We're going to cut back production. You know what they did? So the truck, base model of this pickup. When we grew up, a truck was the least expensive item you could buy. The base model of this EV pickup from Ford was $55,000, stripped down. Now, put all that stuff in it and you lose your gas mileage. You lose your electric mileage. We got to change the way we talk. What kind of electric do you get on that? Oh, I get great electric. Electric mileage. EM. $55,000 for a stripped down version of a truck that cannot tow because it overheats. And you ready for this? For every one of them that Ford sold, they lost $36,000. So they're selling it for $55,000 subsidized. And Ford lost $36,000. For those of you doing the math, that's $91,000 for that truck subsidized. That better be one heck of a good-looking truck. Especially if it's going to overheat when I put something in it. And speaking of freezing, funny how this global warming is working out in the winter. Over 60 people have died. That number's gone up because I know it's been 2 days since I looked. Texas is frozen again. I talked about Tommy and him calling me saying, yeah, man. He goes, anyway, we talked about the grid. And it turns out he used to work for an energy company. So he said that when they turned off the grids in Texas, he goes, they couldn't start them up because the grid had frozen. The stations had frozen. And they couldn't spin them up fast enough. And he talked about how solar and wind crippled the grid. Why? There was no wind and there was no sun. I wonder, by the way, is the sea level rising now? I'm just curious. Are we concerned about the glaciers right now, or are they rebuilding? I don't know. Could someone call a polar bear? Can we find a polar bear and maybe check in with them?
Yeah, Kevin, polar bear reporting from the Arctic station here. All things good here. Seems that people are, the polar bear population is coming back. I mean, we lost Bill the other day, but that was to predation. He got too close to a pack of other polar bears. You know? I mean,
who are you going to check with it on this stuff? Tornadoes in the winter, tsunamis in California on the coastline? Any? Huh? Is there a heat wave in Canada right now? Just saying. These are things that make me wonder. You know, again, I want change we can really believe in. If you want to go to EV, and I'm just using that as an example, you want to go to that, go to it. But give me the rationale. Show me the how you got to that logical conclusion. Hey, speaking of logic, Joe Biden has finally said there's a border crisis. You're going to love this. Joe Biden admitted we have a crisis at the border. And even though this is the guy who literally during his administration said there is no border crisis, he says for 10 years he's been talking about the border crisis. Can anybody get me the 25th Amendment while we're here? Somebody get the 25th Amendment by email. I'm telling you the truth. You can look it up. Joe Biden says he recognizes there's a border crisis. But then he says he's been fighting this border crisis for a decade, recognizing it for a decade, and there is actual video of him saying there is no border crisis during the time of Joe Biden, when you cheat people into the presidency. Joe Biden's got some headwinds he's facing. And there's going to be, I don't know if you know this, but Joe Biden has never done well in New Hampshire when he did run for president. And when they cheated him in 2020, you're going to be shocked, because I'm going to talk about this next hour. You're going to be shocked at what Joe Biden got in the primary. This is when, and most people know this, Bernie Sanders is the one who was legitimately going to be shoehorned into office. And you know what the radicals said? We can't let that guy win. We can't cheat him in. You know who beat? Joe Biden came in fifth place in New Hampshire in 2020. I bet most people don't know that. Fifth place. You'll find out who beat him. You can go Google it or whatever if you want now, but I'm just telling you, he's never done well in New Hampshire. Then he goes to South Carolina where the cheat was in. And everything changed. Remember when everybody dropped out right before Super Tuesday? All of them. That's when you knew the fix was in.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Level.